Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls, all welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, Matthew Perry, cause of death, unknown. Let's play stupid. Yeah, we just don't know what happened to him. I mean, just because he posted a shirt with the WHO on it, which is a criminal agency, unconstitutionally trying to assume authority that's never been given unto them, that said, I can't be any more vaccinated than I am, raising money for the WHO, which means he had three boosters, and they just don't know the cause of death, friends. They just can't figure it out. They don't know what the problem is. I'll tell you who knows what the problem is. Those that have lost their loved ones in taking the experimental jab. Now guess what, friends? They have another one. This is insane. This is terrible. Tyler Christopher. My voice is breaking down here, friends. Tyler Christopher from General Hospital and Days of Our Lives actor. He dies at 50 years old. This is brand new. Okay, this is brand new news. Just last night. The people are devastated. They're totally shocked as to what may have happened with Tyler Christopher. Well, this is what happens when you continuously feed off the doctrine of devils. Because devils don't care about devils, do they? Nope. They come to steal, kill, and destroy, and that's exactly the fruit hanging on their corrupt branches. And these are the same people that continuously spew out the filth from Hollywood that are promoting the very things that are killing them. And didn't the Lord say something about our bodies would be found on our idols? That's exactly right. That's found in the book of Amos. And here we are. Again, friends, you can't make it up. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go over to that website. 13 to 15 articles every day from contributors, from preachers to constitutional attorneys. The list goes on, as well as our store, our schedule. You can also go on social media platforms, which is on the top left side of that page. Subscribe to that page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, you can, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I just wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Okay? True that. We follow the Christ. Acts 4:12. Now, listen, yesterday we talked to a Carlos Lopez Jr. out of Texas who works in the financial institutions that was telling us the likes of NewsGuard and other corporations working hand in glove with government, which defines out as a fascist state, are working on a credit system. They're trying to not ostracize, but literally kick out of any sort of business if you don't go along with the narrative. Their narrative is subversive, which means it's unconstitutional. Ours is we hold to the Word of God and the Constitution, which makes it lawful in exposing their lawlessness. But what they're trying to do through the narrative is they're trying to ostracize you because they want to redefine the narrative as the norm. They're trying to Europeanize the American people. But one of the things that I had brought up when we were talking to Carlos Lopez Jr. yesterday, that works in the financial institutions, that was telling us the things that we know, like BlackRock and NewsGuard and other age corporations that are working criminally with the government to basically take control over the lives of the people and subjugating them. I brought up the fact that there is a Chinese social credit system. And I said, were you aware of the Chinese social credit system? And he said that he was. Does anybody know what the Chinese social credit system is? Well, let me just read the top here, and then I'm going to go ahead and PowerPoint really quick before the end of this break. Chinese social credit system has been making waves across media outlets for months. Some publications are going soft on the masses surveillance state, saying it is not as bad as it seems, while others are referring it to as something straight out of 1984. With pilot programs operating in certain municipalities, the system is already affecting citizens' lives by limiting their ability to travel or to send their children to universities. 4 million people have been blocked from buying high-speed train tickets over the Lowell social credit system. That means they're not going along with the agenda. Vice News reported earlier this year and that more than 11 million were unable to buy airplane tickets out of China because they're not going along with the criminal system, which falls not too far from the tree when it comes to the likes of Mao Zedong, which is also interesting if you take note, folks. Side note to what I was just saying, the grandchildren of the grandparents that were murdered by Mao Zedong are now basically praising and worshiping Mao Zedong as if he was some sort of god, when in fact the history is they killed their grandparents. Those grandkids, the posterity of those that were murdered by Mao Zedong, are praising the likes of Mao Zedong. This is how stupid people become, and what's happening there is the same thing that's happening here. History's repeating itself because people fail to learn from history. Now listen to this. I'm going to PowerPoint this really quick, okay? This is the reason, this is some sort of a demotion if you don't go along the system. If you have a bad driving or traffic offense, you get a bad record. Jaywalking, smoking on trains, not cleaning up after your dog, not having your dog on a leash. This is all soft tyranny. This is not what it's about. Not paying taxes, playing too many video games. I'm not making light of this, friends. Watching pornography. Well, then why are they spewing it out of their internet stations and companies? That's illegal in this country. It was all the way up until 1968, and according to the Word of God, it still is. Read 1 Corinthians 6:9. Making frivolous purchases. The government says you can't do that in China. Okay, it's the same thing big corporations are trying to do here in America. Consuming too much alcohol or junk food. Criticizing the government. You get demoted in China. Same thing happening here. How's that happening here, Bradley? Big tech companies are censoring you from criticizing the or exposing the crimes of the government in this country. So a lot of what we're seeing happening in China right now is bleeding over into America. But friends, you better understand what the pill in this jam is all about. It's about control. It's about enslaving you. Unless you agree to the agenda, you're going to be kicked out of the agenda. So it's either kill or be killed at this point. And I'm talking about metaphorically. You're going to either deal with them lawfully and deal with them according to the law and bringing judgment, or else you're going to lose your freedoms.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Oh, just tell me it's not true, friends. It's true. I just wanted to highlight one more thing, and then we're going to get to the main topic really quick here. We chose us staff. This is at the Capitol in the state of Minnesota, and its volunteers fanned out to Dakota, Stearns, Rice, Carver, and Olmsted counties. Listen carefully. There's no such thing as voter fraud, okay? Believe what they say. Don't pay attention to the fruit hanging on their branches. Just listen to what they say, okay? Close your eyes, take your fingers, and put them over your eyeballs, friends, because that's what the media would have you do. But all of these counties, along with We Chose Us staff and volunteers, urged county officials to reject calls bringing forth ballots and claims that election equipment was outdated and insecure. What, if there's no voter fraud, why would they be so worried about you exposing them for voter fraud? Folks, you do understand that this is how they're doing what they're doing. How many times I've seen people that should know better complain about people that are voting for what they call the left, as if to suggest anybody in their right mind would vote for somebody to take away their freedoms. Shame on you. Period. Shame on you. And again, it shows you who these people are listening to when they're saying people are just too stupid to vote for the right people. Well, if you're voting for the right people, I want to ask you, are those the right people? Because the right people have been in office for a long time, and the right people haven't done the right thing, and that's why you keep getting the fruit that the left bears fruit forth and brings forth, right? Not to the glory of Christ, but to the glory of the devil. That you're no different than they are. If you're caught up into this game between the right and the left, we've exposed this a million times on this show. But again, I want to make clear that you understand the way that they're getting away with what they're getting away with is causing the mass amount of people in this country to believe that people are actually voting for those that mean to destroy this country. Not true. Not true. Not true, friends. It all falls back to what Saul Alinsky said again. Cause the people to believe there's more of us than there really is. What a better way to do it. You know, it's also interesting to notice after a voting cycle is over with, where do you have to go to get the results of the people's votes? Where do you have to go? You have to go back over to a mainstream media channel to get the results. You have to go to those that 94% of the people in this country don't trust or believe to get the results of the person that won. And how many times have people sat back and said within themselves, something's wrong. There's no way that many people voted for that guy. Nobody in their right mind would re-elect somebody like that. Well, you're right. Nobody would vote for that person in their right mind, and nor would they re-elect them. It's you believing the deceptive lie that the people actually voted them in. I can tell you firsthand, friends. Right now, friends, I'm highlighting the fact that there's a group in Minnesota called We Chose Us, staff and volunteers, that went out to Dakota, Stearns, Rice, Carver, and Olmsted counties, urging county officials to reject calls for hand-counting ballots and claims that election equipment was outdated and insecure. I was just highlighting the fact that if there's no voter fraud, then what are they worried about? Why are they trying to protest people calling forth an investigation into seeing if it was actually a genuine election or it was fraudulent? Well, they know why, because they've been busted 100 times over. I mean, folks, ever since I've been in ministry, I've watched the people that think they know better believe the lies that the mainstream media gives them, saying that the people voted the bad guy in when it's not true. Going back to Minnesota, during the re-election time in the state of Minnesota, I remember watching the whole thing roll out. And I remember paying attention to the fact that there was 5.9 million people in this state alone, and I seen the states that, or the counties that won. Right? You know, of course it's red and blue. They got to keep dividing people that Jesus told us to beware of. Mark 3:25, right? But I looked at them and I thought, well, Duluth, that area, that's blue. I noticed Minneapolis and St. Paul, they want us to believe that's blue too. And those were the only three counties, Hennepin County and the county up in Duluth, Minnesota, that actually won. The rest of the state was completely red. I'm not kidding. So that city, Duluth, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, represented the 5.9 million people in the state. Do your math, folks. It doesn't calculate. But yet, they put him back into office to assail the people again. And again, the good people sit back and say, you know what? All these idiots in the state of Minnesota, they're just reelecting them. No, they're not. You're the idiot for believing that. They just got one over on you. They deceived you into believing there's more of them than there really is. That's how they've been doing it. Now it's gotten to the point where people are awakening to the fact that there's major voter fraud going on. And I have said for years from this show, the reason they want illegals coming into America is because they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. Now where are you at? See, this is what happens when people don't understand prevention is better than cure. This is why we're in trouble today, Americans, because people wait until their backs are up against the wall or the enemy's at the gates before they actually stand up and deal with it. Read Joshua 22, verse 5. We're to keep the commandments of the Lord in our possession as much as what it took to get our possession. We're supposed to obey that same law to establish the freedoms that we have, right? During the dispossession and during the possession. I just want to make clear you all understand what's going on. Now, let's get back over to what I wanted to talk about concerning the main topic by getting back on track here. Just 2 days ago, we were talking about why the people are so divided. And what I highlighted was there are 4,400 denominations in the Christian church. And all 4,400 of them, but one, is correct. Okay? Listen to what George Whitefield said. He said, division in heaven, there will be no Presbyterians, Baptists, or Methodists. There will only be souls regenerated by God. The ones that were regenerated by God, Titus 3:5, are those that were following the Christ, not man, who is the head of the denomination that he created. Do you understand? Remember Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, or except through me in John 14:6. And then what I started to highlight is the fact that there was, because the church did it, now here comes the government doing what the church did in emulation. Right? The church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. The corruption that you see in the government is a mere reflection of the corruption that started in the church. Now, when we go over to government transcending, right, I'm using natural analogies to give you spiritual understanding, 1 Corinthians 2:14, we have over 101 different party affiliations, all of which are unconstitutional. I'll tell you what, folks, this took me forever to put it together. I seen it, but I had to put it together. So I would advise or admonish you, as a friend with my hand on your shoulder, to listen carefully, because everything that I'm saying is completely sound. That means without error. Because when you look at the foundations of the church and the foundation of government, this is confusion within itself. And why did it happen? Well, read Daniel 9:7. What does it say? Confusion of faith because we have departed from the living God, the one God. We departed from him. And if we understand how our government's been established, well, they're the two sciences that run in together. But here it is. We have 101 different party affiliations, yet we're a constitutional republic, ruled by law, not by the opinions of cunning men and their misconstrued and distorted interpretations. Read Ephesians 4:14 and Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Now, because of the departure from our Constitution, we now have, listen carefully, a socialist party, we have a Republican party, we have a Democratic party, an independent party, the Libertarian party, the Green party, the Progressive party. I'm not making this up. I'm not making, hey folks, if I pulled on my hair as much as I'd like to, I would be a bald-headed dude. Because sometimes you just feel like, what is it that people don't understand here? Did you know that we now, because the American people don't quit playing the game or didn't quit playing the game, past and present, you now have a legal marijuana party. You also have a Muslim caucus now. That's treason. Because those people, as you well know, concerning Islam, they mean to conquer. They don't have the right to do that. By the way, when you look at these other unconstitutional parties, they don't have a right to violate law either. It's all unconstitutional. I mean, really what it comes down to, it's almost as if to suggest that anyone that would like to recreate our Constitution by tearing it down and recreating it or redefining our American form of government can do so at will. I want to tell you what this is. This is treachery, and this is yet what has happened in this country every step of the way. Now, what I'm going to do on the other side, I'm going to get right to the meat and potatoes of everything, and I want to highlight, speaking of which, you're going to like this because it's applicable concerning what's happening today. We'll be right back.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage, and you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA news update. The importance of investing in rural America was on President Biden's mind yesterday. He was visiting Minnesota, emphasizing his administration's commitment to investing in rural areas. Two House Republicans have decided not to run for re-election. Texas Congresswoman Kay Granger, a House member since 1997, and Colorado Congressman Ken Buck, both revealed yesterday they will not be running in 2024. Toyota recalling more than 1 million of its cars. The company announced a recall of certain RAV4s from model years 2013 to 2018. Toyota said there's an issue with the car's replacement batteries, which can spark a fire. The company said it is working on a solution. Corey Myers, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just talking about division. I don't know what happened here, but it seemed to kind of just scroll away from me. But we were just talking about division. And, you know, I was just thinking about it during the break, folks. I went and got a drink, and I came back, and I just thought, I spend my life, honestly, sharing with the people the elementary, basic, fundamental, foundational answers that they say that they're looking for. They are that simple. I mean, folks, if we have one constitution, can you tell me why we're talking about a right and a left? Hey, folks, let me say it this way. If we have one God that we're to follow, then why do we have 4,400 different denominations in the church? Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you see why this may be a little frustrating for a guy like me? My kids understand this, and I don't have to tell them for 20 years. They get it right away. Hey, son, see this road? Stay on this road. Though it's straight, though it's narrow, stay on this road. Because when you get off this road, you're going to get in trouble. Gosh. And then when they get in trouble, they want to get back on the road. They're fair-weathered friends. The devil can't even use them. I seen a video yesterday, speaking of which, take this as a parable, metaphorically speaking, but it's absolutely true. And the first thing I thought of when I seen it is exactly what I'm going to tell you right now. I seen this fish. It was in this big fish tank. And his fish was so sick and tired of being within that fish tank that it got to the point, it was a pretty big fish too, it got to the point where it flipped outside of the fish tank. There was nobody to help it back into the tank. He died on the floor. How many people did I go, oh my goodness, this is just too restrictive, man. I don't see the liberty in Christ. Well, it depends on where your heart is. If he has your heart, you're liberated. 2 Corinthians 3:17, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But if you want to depart from him, you're going to be like the fish at the end of the day, and you're going to exhaust the mercy of God to the point where you just might flip out of that tank, and nobody's going to pick you up and throw you back in the water, that you might live. Hey, folks, if you haven't read your Bible, there does get a point where the Lord says, okay, that's enough. And I've seen it with my own eyes a couple times. And it's pretty crazy when it happens. And then people, again, have the audacity. What happened? What happened? Gosh, really? Okay, so let's get over to this. Speaking of which, so I told you, okay, we're supposed to follow Christ, him alone, according to the Word of God, not according to man. The Holy Ghost is there to teach us. Read Acts 5:32. He's there. He empowers those that obey him. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty, right? And also when you read in the book of 1 John chapter 5, to he who has Christ hath life, but to he who hath not Christ hath not life. This is where the life is, in him. How do you explain that to people? Well, the only thing I can do is stay in the Word and let him explain it to me by the Holy Ghost, and that's exactly what he does on a daily basis. It's called putting down the flesh. Okay? And if we're crucified with Christ, it's not us that live, but Christ that liveth in us. And the life that we now live in the flesh, we live in by the faith of the Son of God. Here's the problem. Most people haven't gone to the cross. They don't understand what Jesus said to them because they never read it. They didn't take the time to know it for themselves. When Jesus said, deny yourself, take up your cross and follow me, he meant just that. And then when you do follow him, guess what he calls it? He said, to he who puts his hand to the plow, it is a plow. It's not an easy walk. But he empowers you to go forward. It's like dragging a rock with his power and by his power forward. It is a plow. There's no question about it. So let's get back over to this. Remember in Acts 12:22, folks, where of the corrupt and wicked king Herod that was put in the place of the Lord by the people said, this is the voice of a God and not of a man. This is where we're at today. This is applicable to exactly what's happening today. I'm just going to put blanks where the name fits. You put the name in, okay? One of the issues that I see across the country almost more than others in the church and outside of the church is the idolatry found within the four walls of the building called the church in this country. And that is the worship of their favorite politicians. Do you know what idolatry is, friends? It's the oldest sin in the book. If you don't worship yourself, then you're worshiping something else. And in this particular case, the idolatry that we're speaking of, which in particular is the worship of men, their favorite politicians, where men hope that they'll do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. See, they love Jesus, say they, but they love men more, especially them that are just like themselves. Now, do you remember that it was the Herodians and the Pharisees, the two groups of people that Jesus warned us of in Mark 8:15? He said, beware of the leaven of the Herodians, corrupt doctrines within government, hello, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, the likes of Graham, okay, Billy Graham, Franklin Graham, all the Grahams, okay, because he's put up as a puppet master to keep all of the evangelicals in line, just like the Pope in the Catholic Church does the same thing. Okay, and there's practically very little difference if you really come down to it, at least what the fruit is. Okay, he told us to beware of that in Mark 8:15. Do you also remember that it was these two groups of people that said, away with him, crucify him, we have no king but King Jesus. Now let's see if this is applicable to you. Okay, because I see this all the time, everywhere I go. I said the other day that when I go out and preach somewhere and they call me back and I come back, they're talking about the same things that I just got done talking down on. Judges 6, tearing down our father's altars, the lies, the political language that's been made, created to make lies sound truthful, but they go back to their same vomit like a dog goes back to its vomit. And they get the same results, and yet they don't know why they keep getting the same results. Really? That's the definition of insanity. I have an acquaintance who ran for the president of the United States back in 2004, Michael Peruca, as a matter of fact, on the Constitution Party ticket, as they call it. And he told me that if the American people, namely them that call themselves Christians, the 86%, were given two options, one being that of their favorite politician and the other one that of Jesus, he said, put them in their own room and Jesus would be left in an empty room while the politician's room would be filled to overflow. Is it true? Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Hey, folks, Jesus died for your sins. It was his blood that was spilt. Not your favorite politicians who operate 9 times out of 10 under false pretenses. Okay? We have seen the people do the same exact things as the Pharisees and the Herodians from over 2,000 years ago. Here, let me just say it this way. When I was in Tennessee a couple years ago, we were in between dates. And when we go to a state, I love to learn some sort of history from the state and what we're at. Well, we ended up in Gatlinburg. And in the process of that, we were walking down the street and we were looking up at the signs. And one of the signs had the President of the United States of America on it. I'm not kidding, okay? Now listen carefully as to what it said. It said his name, and on the left and the right, in sentence, it said, in his name we trust. Ann Coulter wrote this book, matter of fact. A conservative of the day. I've seen her out at the RNC back in 2012. She just looked like a drunk, is what she looked like to me. And yes, she's on Fox News all the time. Oh, my goodness. Another T-shirt said, One Nation Under This Man's Name, the president's name. There was another sign that said, Jesus died for you, this man lives for you, the president's name. And then it had another shirt where it said, His name, Thanksgiving. There was also a book cover that said, make the gospel great again. The word became flesh with this president's face on the book of this cover. Folks, that's blasphemy. When you go that far, you are asking for a response from heaven. And boy, oh boy, have you gotten a response from heaven. This is insane. This is the same guy, by the way, and I'm not trying to not say his name. I just want you to fill in the blank. This is the same guy they're trying to put back in office in 2024. This is the same guy that not a thing's going to happen to him, just like he said. Concerning January 6th, well, 350 out of 950 people that were arrested are now incarcerated. People still haven't figured it out. This is idol worship. It's the sickest thing I think I've ever seen in all my life. And I'll tell you what, there is no quicker way to hasten the judgments of God upon a nation by idolizing men that put themselves in the place of Christ. And that's exactly what the American people have done. So what I'm going to do from this point on is I'm going to refer to this man as the godly man. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. I'm explaining to you what the problem is in this country. The man that I'm highlighting is the man that they need to put back into office for 2024. And I'm still seeing social media platforms praise this man in such a fashion as I just highlighted. Okay? I'm going to make reference to him as this godly man, okay? This godly man is he who told the American people that he would incarcerate the mass corruption found within what they call the swamp in Washington, D.C. And within 41 seconds of his victory speech, he turned on his supporters and told them that voted him into office, that they owed one of these criminals a major debt of gratitude for her service to the country. I'm trying to get you back on track, but you're going to have to listen, and you're going to have to correct yourself, and then you're going to have to correct the system itself. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm a Sons of Liberty listener. I listen to Bradley almost every day. He tells us what we need to hear instead of what we want to hear, unlike most shows that you listen to. Why don't you join me and sign up to be a son or daughter of Liberty today?
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to continue on, friends. I'm talking about why there's division. And again, if you're just joining us, we have 4,400 denominations in the church because men have left off their God. They left off the Christ and following him on the straight and narrow. And we have over 101 unconstitutional party systems set up in the government that every one of them is unconstitutional. We're a constitutional republic. And so what I did is I took it another step talking about speaking of which, and then highlighting the fact that what happens, the people put a man in the place of Christ by saying it's the voice of a God and not of a man, they're hastening judgments down upon themselves. Like, for example, what you're dealing with right now. They're trying to put a man back into office that was there before, that promised to make America great again, and failed to do what he said to do. In fact, he did just the exact opposite. Let me continue on. They said, in his name we trust, one nation under this man's name. Jesus died for you. This man lives for you. And then his name and then thanksgiving. As a matter of fact, they even went so far as to say, make the gospel great again. The word became flesh with the picture of this man on the book. In some cases, friends, they worship him over in Israel too. That is a scary place to put yourself. He who trusts in the arm of the flesh, what? Brings a curse. 17:5 of Jeremiah. So, as I just said right during the end of the last segment, I'm going to refer to this man as the godly man, and then you can make, you can go ahead and fill in the blank, okay? So, I was just highlighting the fact that this man that was in during the last 10-year incumbency in the People's White House promised to drain the swamp. And yet within 41 seconds of his victory speech, he turned on his supporters, there's the curse, and told them that voted him into office that they owed one of the criminals that he said he would call forth a special prosecutor. He told them that they owed her a major debt of gratitude for her service to the country. 41 seconds into it, okay? This godly man's cabinet appointees, by the way, were also found to be protecting them that he promised the American people that he would prosecute. You want me to keep going? I'm going to. Despite promising to defund Planned Parenthood, this godly man, as the children of the apostate call him, signed a budget which passed by the Republican, the good guy-led Congress that fully funded the nation's largest abortion provider. Have you figured it out yet, Americans? And despite this, the Constitution contains no rights, God never gave the right to murder, to abortion. Okay? We have something called the Fifth Amendment, by the way, nor be deprived of life, liberty, because there is a due process of law. And without due process of law, you can't enforce a law that doesn't exist. Yeah? My goodness. This godly man that the mainstream media aided in every given deceptive step told the American people that he would pull the federal government out of K-12 education. Why? Because it's illegal. But he told the people what they wanted to hear. This same man appointed a subversive woman from Michigan to a radical global declaration that calls for, among other absurdities, brainwashing children to believe in the United Nations. A backed ideology of total government known as sustainable development. This is the godly man that they call a godly man. And I'm making reference to now the children of the apostate, those that call themselves Christians, but they lack Christianity, which means they're hypocrites, 1 John 2:4. In fact, this pseudo-treaty inked by this godly man's education chief suggested that the purpose of schooling is to indoctrinate children with the right values and to teach them to be obedient worker drones. None of this is made up. This is all information that's out of sight and out of mind, except to the people that are deceiving you. This godly man who, working hand in glove along with the mainstream media, sold himself as the most Second Amendment president in the U.S. history. It makes absolutely no sense. In other words, that is to keep the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, violated. You guys all know who I'm talking about, right? Insert his name. Did you know that he oversaw 55 illegal policies undermining the people's God-given rights concerning the Second Amendment during his first 500 days of office? But I guess this is how you make America great again. This, of course, was all done by 26 governors, which were also sold to the American people as the good guys that were doing the undermining. As a matter of fact, this was the same godly man, as they labeled him, that signed on to his first legislative omnibus bill for $1.3 trillion, which was sold to you, the people, under national security. I'm not kidding you. Whereas the funds were given to America's, ready for this? Avowed enemies. This is the guy they want to put back into office. What I just highlighted defines the act of treason, by the way, Article 3, Section 3. Read it. What are the consequences of treason? Death. Wow. Treason defined, Webster's 1828, is the offense of attempting to overthrow government of the state. Hey, folks, let me say this. They don't overthrow a government by appointing a tyrant that people hate. They appoint a tyrant that everybody loves. Just tell them what they want to hear. They'll believe you. 8:25 of Daniel. How did he destroy? He destroyed through policy. He destroyed through peace. False peace. What's happening? It's interesting that this self-professed Christian president, this godly man, who somehow found the time to advocate what the Lord condemns in launching a global campaign to end the criminalization of sodomy, homosexuality. Matter of fact, this godly man went on his Twitter account and he told everybody that he was the gayest president in American history. Folks, he's the best of everything in every category, according to his narcissistic mind. Is this how you make America great again? This is what you're putting up with? Hey, folks, if you're standing in defense of the person that I'm highlighting right now, that is the definition of idolatry. This is what I'm condemning, and this is what Scripture condemns. This godly man adds insult to injury when he promoted drag queens, that's men dressed as women and vice versa, and transgender pageants that are now popping up across the nation. He was found out to be the perpetrator behind its promotion and advocations. Read Deuteronomy 22, verse 5. Yep, it was the one they call the godly man that was responsible for all of this. And they were following his lead all the way to hell. They can't see that he's arrogant, just like Satan himself, who wants to ascend above the throne of God, who is worshipped above that which is God. And the Lord did what in Isaiah 14? He hit the dirt, didn't he? Yep. The problem is you're allowing him to lead you to hell, and in the process, it's not just him that's going to hit the dirt. It's going to be all of us that hit the dirt. It's this same godly man that said it would be so simple in eradicating the national deficit, only to find at the end of his tenure that he added $29 trillion to the national deficit. Did you know that? Remember the guy that kept saying, oh, it's going to be so easy. Oh, it's going to be so easy to eradicate the national deficit. No, he jacked it up $29 trillion. Whoa! Wow, this is the same guy that promised to protect the American people by building a wall on our borders for only $4 billion, which went up to $5 billion, then to $10 billion, then to $12 billion, and then to $25 billion. And then he told the American people that the Mexicans would pay for the wall. And then once he got into office, he turned on the people, sent his little Judas named Paul Ryan to tell you that you're going to pay for it and then Mexico will pay you back for it. He did not build one inch of new wall. Not an inch of new wall. You see how this works? We also found out that this godly man tripled his support of illegal immigration from the Middle East three times that of the preceding criminal administration. Godly, by the way, to find out, is reverencing God and living in obedience to God's command. Pious, conform to God's law. Okay? As a godly life. This man bore the fruit of the enemy every step of the way. But also his countrymen and his country in lying, stealing, and killing, and yet the people still refuse to see him for who he is and what it is that he is. What did Edmund Burke say? He was exactly right. Kings will be kings from policy. Kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principle. How right on he is. Here, let me give you the results of all this so you can all just bring things to closure. Maximilian Robespierre said, "The secret of freedom lies in educating the people. Judge them by their fruit." Matthew 7:16. "Whereas the secret of tyranny is in keeping them ignorant." In this country, the only ones that keep you ignorant are yourselves. And this is how people are destroyed. Hosea 4:6.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.